I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. So you've been there before. You see somebody do something or say something. You don't know anything about this person, right? But you think to yourself, that is all I need to know about you, right?
Right. My grandmother told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. But we change that here.
Right. Here, you just do it.
We just do whatever we want.
Right. If you kick the parking meter, that's all I need to know about you. I saw this random guy. I was, like, waiting in line to pay, like, for the parking meter. And I don't know what was happening. I don't know if he was having a problem with his card
this
or wouldn't
like
take his
dollar
bill.
On the sidewalk right in front of the car?
Yeah.
And you can't shove dollar bills in those, just so you know.
But like, I don't know what he's doing. And I understand the frustration of when a parking meter isn't working, but he starts kicking it. So now I grab my girls. I have my 10-year-old like next to me, and I'm holding my 1-year-old.
Because you don't know what could happen. This could be a gorilla. This could be King Kong gorilla type scenario. Like, the whole thing could go bad.
And he's like aggressively kicking the parking meter. I'm like, should I call someone?
To be fair, he hasn't gone after any people yet at this point. But
what?
So this is right in front of the car. Concrete in, right?
Yeah, so
the ground.
Know, it's
terrible.
You know, like on the street, there's always like one for a certain amount.
Right.
So it was that, and he's just kicking it. And I was, I moved the girls back. I'm like, all right, guys, let's just keep walking.
Right,
Mommy
right.
will pay the parking meter
later. You avert your eyes. You don't look directly at that person.
That is all I need to know about you. If you think kicking the parking meter is going to change something in your life, what?
Well, I mean, that's been with humans for a long, long time, though, right? Like, back in the day where you're creating fire, if something didn't work, you hit it with a stick. When televisions came out, how often did you see your parents slap the side of the television when it didn't work? That's how we deal with things nowadays.
So what?
I'm just going to say, if this gentleman couldn't figure out, because who can really figure out? Now you either have the sign in front of the parking space that says pay on this app.
Right.
Or pay at the station.
Yes.
And nobody can ever find the station if they're over X amount of years old. I can never find the station myself. Or they have the ones that they take the credit card right there at that machine.
Right.
But the screen is like a third of an inch tall. Mm. You can't tell when it's actually processed, that thing.
Right, but you still don't kick the machine. You're a grown-up.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's all I need to know about you.
If it takes 30 minutes to open up the razor and cologne glass case, that's all I need to know about you. Mm. Listen, people. I don't know what they're doing with razors. I don't know if it's one of these things where we have to limit it because somebody needs it for a meth factory or something. I'm not sure why we're locking up the razors.
Well, it's dangerous.
I need a razor. They're locking up the razors because they're dangerous?
Right.
Have you seen the way they lay out the kiosks at your local store? Are you serious right now? Come on, that's not a real thing you're saying, right?
I mean, they put the cologne
they're
in there.
They're dangerous. If somebody opens up the package
What's more
and
dangerous?
Then uses it to go against the grain on their leg, then yes, I suppose it might be dangerous.
The Giorgio Acqua or the razor? What's more dangerous?
Man.
Cologne.
I'm going to go with the cool water. Cool water in the eye. Curve.
Curve's
the best.
It's the high demand. You got to lock that stuff up at Walgreens. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. So imagine it's your normal garbage pickup day, right? You awkwardly wheel out your giant plastic green bin to the curb.
Mm.
Then you get home, and it's still there, untouched, filled with stale pizza boxes and gross, like, chicken wing bones and things like that.
I mean, that can happen for a day or two, like, especially if there's a holiday.
Right.
But when they just don't show up, ever.
Yeah, because that happened in Smithtown. The garbage company just quit. They just quit. It's Anna and Raven. The company literally sent a one-sentence email to the city and the town and just said, hey, listen, we're not picking up garbage anymore. Bye.
Best of luck.
Figure it out.
Happy New Year.
So I read this article, and I'm, like, giggling. So I text my best friend Gabby's in Smithtown. Hey, what happened with your garbage? So she had no idea that the town's trash service had quit. But she had her own reason why she thought they didn't pick up her garbage.
Hello.
Morning, beautiful.
Good morning.
Wow, your friend is really awake for early in the morning. Look at her. She's so chipper.
Yeah, she's a teacher. Like, that's, you know, she's been up since 3 a.m.
Right. Back to work today.
Oh, well, we were back on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Were you? Gabby, I heard that you ruined trash pickup for pretty much the entire island. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Department of Sanitation is right here.
Yeah. So, explain to me your theory about why the garbage company quit.
Well, usually we get a letter in our mailbox saying, happy holidays, happy new year. You can leave your gift under the lid of our garbage can on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I leave that to Seth. I do, like, the teacher's gift. He does, like, the sanitation gift. And we were in North Carolina. We came back home, and we left our garbage in the garage because we didn't want the raccoons to get it. Garbage pickup day, we put it to the curb. We come back from whatever we were doing, and the garbage was still there.
Right.
And I was like, huh, this is weird. Mm-hmm. And I said to my husband, did you leave the tip under the lid? And he's like, I forgot.
Right.
Right. And now you've ruined it for everybody.
We ruined it for everyone. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I can't believe we forgot the tip.
Right.
And I can't believe that they didn't pick up our garbage.
So essentially what we believe is the reason why that they quit with a one-line sentence right. to the city mm. is because probably, I'll say... We'll blame it on your husband.
They forgot the $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card under there.
You forgot right. to put a tip, and right. you forgot to tip them. And probably it wasn't just you. It was probably several people that did not tip, probably and they were like, you know what? Forget these people. Right. We're just not going to collect their garbage anymore.
You know, I got to give it up for you, Gabby. You and Seth, real heady play, going on vacation to make sure you didn't have to tip the trash service.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's low, all right? That is low, but also very, very smart.
Yeah.
We'll just act like we're not here that week. Wow.
Normally, like, if we do our spring cleanup, we are very good about tipping.
Uh-huh.
We
wait
out there right. Excuses. Garbage.
Excuses. Right. Here we go.
I mean, you can just say the words, please come pick up our trash.
Right.
You can say that out loud if you need, Gabby.
Here's your $20 cash taped to the garbage can top. I'll never happen again. Please come pick up my pizza boxes and empty wine bottles.
Right.
Yeah. Well, all right, Gabby. I'm glad we've settled this this mystery on why the company quit. And you know what? Maybe if you forgot to put your tip too, that's why your garbage didn't get picked up. It's,
right.
it's a good thing to think about when it's coming up next year.
Good luck with your public shaming.
Yeah. And I do appreciate our garbage people.
Right.
Yeah. Please come back. Please.
I need you.
If you missed it a few minutes ago, we were talking about how in Smithtown, all of a sudden, 7,000 people didn't have garbage pickup because the garbage company just quit on New Year's Day, sent a one-line letter,
right.
and was like, hey, guys, guess what? No, we're not picking up your trash anymore.
No reason, no excuses,
nope.
no, and they had no issues before this, too, so it left, obviously a couple counties in a tight spot.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven, and we talked to one of my best friends who lives in Smithtown, and it's funny because she thought that the reason why they weren't picking up her trash is because she didn't tip them for Christmas.
They hadn't tipped.
Yeah, she felt so guilty.
She's right.
Like, she was so mad at her husband for forgetting to tip.
To be fair, they were out of town, so they say anyways, right?
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Like leaving the light off on Halloween and just ducking down when the kids come and knock on the door anyways.
All these newspapers keep trying to reach out to them for a comment, the waste management.
No comment.
Listen, I want to start the rumor that the reason why they quit is because people didn't tip them appropriately for Christmas.
Good call. Good
but
call.
But it got us thinking, like, they had to hire these emergency haulers to come in last minute to go pick up all this trash.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would do that. Extra cash. I could figure it out. I could collect
not
garbage.
Not for nothing. They got a nice little raise, too. It's like mercenary trash men, right? You're
yeah.
coming in. You're not going for the discount rate anymore. All right? Discount rate was booking 2 years in advance. You called me yesterday. I'm here to handle your emergency toilet blowing up. Boom. I'm getting paid.
At a premium.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. If you could assume the job responsibilities for any job at a moment's notice, but with no experience whatsoever, what would it be?
I would like to be a police officer for a couple days. That would be fun, right? Oh. I mean, I'm not saying like, you know, I'm not going to do it regular. I'm not going to do it regular.
No. The only kind
I'm
of...
I'm just saying.
No. You can't be a cop.
Hear me out. All right? Hear me out. First off, I'll do it like, you know, I don't want to be like a cop like who's out there like in the middle of like real crimes.
Oh, good.
But I want to be like, you know, I'll do some traffic stuff or stuff like that.
You know what you could do? You could issue parking tickets.
Right. I would be good at that.
You could totally do that.
I could do that.
But, like, you can't be a detective. Can you right. imagine you show up, like, on a really bad scene? You would just cry.
I would have to be the person. I would be the guy, you know, like every action movie of the 80s where the guy's, like, a cop, but he's, like, divorced. Nobody loves him, you know, that kind of thing, where he just shows up and he's in rough shape.
Right.
Like, puts a piece of pizza in a blender to eat as his hangover cure.
Hasn't shaved in 6 days.
100%. The other thing is, too, is, you know, I got a real problem is if I sit somewhere for more than like 9 minutes, I automatically fall asleep.
Oh, good.
So if you put me in
that's
a
car, what you want from your cop.
If you put me
falling
in a car,
asleep. Right.
You'd have to just buzz me every like 8 to 9 minutes and be like, yeah, you still good?
Yeah.
You still good?
No.
I get a little bit distracted. That's all I'm saying.
No. If I had to pick a job that I could assume at a moment's like notice, with
okay.
like, no back. I would be the person that checks beach passes
oh.
or like, you know, like checks you in when you're going into like parking lots.
Right.
That I could do that.
No, so are you the person that's waving them into the spot? You're the first person. You're the first person they're dealing with when they hit the parking lot. And then you go, you see where that guy is? Go over there. Right. He'll tell you where to go. Maybe, are you that person?
Maybe you have to pay for parking at this beach. Maybe you have a pass. I could just decipher whether you're a townie or not.
Right.
And then I just wave you in. Okay. You say, okay.
So you're the commandant of that area.
100% I could do that job. Right. I actually... That's my plan for one day when I retire. I think that job sounds like so much fun.
I think there's probably going to be a bunch of 16-year-olds in front of you already taking that job there. Maybe a little nepotism, like the niece of the mayor or something like that.
1-800-330-9999. If you could pick up any job at a moment's notice with no experience whatsoever, what would it be?
Get closer. That one over there. You see that guy? No, closer to that Chevy.
Everyone always likes to think that there's one job that they could assume, even though they have actually no qualifications to do it. You're like, I could do that job. Definitely.
Do you
right?
see somebody doing something and you say to yourself, I could probably keep up at that pace or be even better, possibly.
And Sienna and Raven. Raven said he could be a cop. I said, there's no way he could be a cop.
Not like a real cop. Not like in real things, but
fake
like,
cop?
Well, like, you know, assist with traffic, you know, teach somebody a lesson, like beat somebody within an inch of their life if they don't use a turn signal when merging, you know, public service type stuff.
I think the only way you'd be like the parking meter. I think that would be like your person.
It involves a lot of walking, though. And I like the car with the computer in it. All that stuff feels like a space shuttle to be in the police cruiser.
We asked on Facebook, what job could you assume the responsibilities of? Let's see. Kristen wrote astronaut. Kristen Welton. I think it would be very difficult to be an astronaut without any actual training. Can you imagine living in space and not actually knowing what it's like to be space?
Let's be real here for a minute, though. What does it really entail, right? Basically, you get in the spaceship nowadays. It's like, you know, they always say, like, flying a large jet is basically like, you know, driving a bus or something. They're like, oh, it's all automatic. It'd be the same thing in a spaceship now.
There's no way.
So living in space, what does it really take? You're just living. I mean, the hardest thing you're going to do is... I don't know. Use the bathroom in a bag or with a vacuum?
Okay. No, I'm going to disagree.
Right?
Jennifer wrote Maroon 5's Tour Chef, which FYI, we have tickets for Maroon 5 coming up in 15 minutes. But I think that you have to actually have some qualifications as a chef before you go on tour with Adam Levine.
I do feel like it would be difficult because you know he's eating like a scientist. You don't get abs like that at his age by accident.
It's true.
You know, it's all egg whites.
Right.
It's all egg whites.
You scramble some egg whites.
There's a lot of kale. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff like that going on.
1-800-330-9999. If you could assume the job responsibilities for any job at a moment's notice with no experience whatsoever, what would it be?
I'm thinking a meteorologist, maybe. Like, they put the screen there for you. You kind of, like, have to point to it, smile, wave.
I mean, I'm going to distance myself from both of these right now. Everybody wants to take a shot at the weatherman, all right? Like, he's got some sort of control. Saying we want to assume it versus saying we could assume it with no experience. Like, I'm not on board for that.
I totally agree. I'd like to do it. I can do it.
Right. I disagree. I feel like I could also be a meteorologist.
Jeez. Just offend everybody. And Raven, what job could you step in, you feel like, at a moment's notice?
My husband.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Sorry, I couldn't read this.
Thank you for the call.
And Raven, what job can you step in at a moment's notice?
I would be a bartender.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you feel are your qualifications that make you really good at being a bartender?
I like to drink.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's actually not a good thing.
And I like to try different, like when my friends come over, different mixes.
Right.
And I would be a great mixologist.
Right. You sound like a 5-year-old at the Slurpee machine, just making things that all taste the same and the same color and throwing liquors together. I mean, is that going to make you efficient when you're delivering the drinks when you like to try things? I'm going to say no.
The funny part is, you know, I come from a restaurant family. My parents are restaurant people, so I've worked in bars, and it sounds a lot easier than it actually is.
Oh, of course it is.
When somebody orders like a Manhattan,
oh, of course
it's like you're a deer in headlights.
Right, you got to look it up. All of a sudden, you're pulling out a book.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. If you could assume job responsibilities for any job at a moment's notice, what would it be? Garbage company just went up and quit. They quit.
Peace out.
Yep.
Good luck. Good luck.
7,000 people didn't have trash, and the towns were scrambling to get people last minute to go in and fill in. And they did. They found other companies that were able to go and do it. But I was like, I raised my hand. I'm like, I'll do it. I could go collect trash for some extra cash. I'm in. Why not?
I mean, you feel like you could be called to action if your town needed you, your community.
Sure.
You could step up and you could do it. I could be a cop. Not a real cop. But, like, you know.
Could be a mall cop.
Well, I mean, that would be all right.
You just want to chase people that are shoplifting.
Have a baton.
You'd be out of breath. Here's the thing. Hunched over.
I really.
Slow down!
Really, really want the cruiser. But as I told you, if I sit anywhere for longer than like 8 minutes, I just fall asleep.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm Anna.
Every time.
That's Raven. It got us thinking, like, if you could have any job without any real qualifications to do it. Like, you see somebody do that, and you're like, I could do that. No problem.
I'll do it.
Yeah, we asked on our Facebook page. Leanne wrote she could be a restaurant critic. I also could be a restaurant critic.
Sure, you just go in and act snarky, right? You get a free meal.
You have to write about it. I could write what was good, what was bad. Now, thanks to Yelp, everybody is a restaurant reviewer,
I can't even deal with Yelp, man. It feels like a conspiracy. There's a lot of pressure at Yelp.
Well, you think what they do is they make you not go to places that you would normally go and probably enjoy, to be honest.
Right, I like Google. I can more like, I don't even have to like spell check it. I can just put the review, throw it right up there.
Talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Amy wrote on our Facebook page, you can search Anna and Raven, too, if you ever want to check out our Facebook page. She wrote, children's librarian. I would love to be. I'm so good at acting out the voices in children's book. At night when I'm reading to my one-year-old Dakota, I'm reading the book and I get so into it. And then the giraffe said, hello, little one.
Perfect, because that's what a giraffe sounds like.
Well, I use my own artistic kind of twist.
Do they do the Dewey Decibel system?
What's the Dewey? Oh, I don't think they do that anymore.
No, they might not.
With the cards? Remember the cards?
Yeah. You had to look it up. There was like a crazy number. Give me your elephant impersonation real quick. That's not bad.
This is what I sound like when I'm an elephant on the book.
Better than giraffe.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. If you could assume a job responsibility for any job at a moment's notice with no qualifications, what would it be?
I'd love to be like a heart surgeon or something.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, one that's assisted by a robot, or one that's just, you know, you're in there, you're old school, like even like one of those TV shows where you got to save somebody's life with like an empty pen cap. One of those or what?
No, I mean, not the robot, the hands-on stuff.
Right, hands-on. I like the guy who's ready to jump in.
I mean, out of all the suggestions of things that you can do, I think there's no circumstance when you can be a heart surgeon. Like, none, unless you actually have some formal training. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job could you assume at a moment's notice?
I think this is kind of a no-brainer for me. Do you ever wait online at a bagel place and you say to yourself, I think I could run this a little bit better? I think I would want to manage a bagel store, and that's far from what I do because I'm a high school calculus teacher.
Perfect. Wow. Right. Now we know where algebra comes in to save the world.
There you go.
The bagel shop.
You apply in-depth calculus to managing the bagel store and making sure we get through the line quicker. Are you interested in a position at the post office? That would also help because that line is excruciating.
I was thinking about this weekend. I was at Zara's and that line was out the door. I'm like, I could work here and make this go faster.
You could do better.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job could you assume at a moment's notice with no qualifications whatsoever?
I'd love to be an archaeologist assistant on a dig in like an ancient country.
I like the fact that you said assistant. You didn't make yourself the chief archaeologist.
Right. She's not Indiana Jones. But she's standing next to him.
She's got the brush in her hand and brushing off the bones.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly a great adventure.
I did. That does sound really fun that you bring it up because it's not all on you to save the universe and find out about history.
Right. I mean, you're just digging up the stuff that's already dead.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, look, they weren't waiting on us.
Right. I agree with you. You probably could do that. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What job could you assume at a moment's notice?
A doggy daycare attendant.
Oh, yeah. And that's a fun job. Play with the puppies.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Till you're 5 days in and it's no longer about the love of playing for the puppies. It's just like, I put my hand in poop 5 times this morning.
I always feel bad for the people that work there that had to pick up the dog's poop. You know, and you always feel guilty when your dog's the one that did it. You know?
You don't have to bag it yourself. You don't have to bag it.
Well, it depends if you're just watching from afar because they're playing.
You make sure you stand at a far distance. That's terrible.
You just hear me across the room.
Sorry.
Sorry, I took her out before we came, I swear. Ready to give up on your New Year's resolution? You're not alone. 80% of people will fail by the end of the year.
I mean, you lost in the first 7 hours of the new year.
That's true. It's Anna and Raven joining us from the Food Network. Chef Plum, multi-time winner on the Food Network, private chef out in the Hamptons. Even though I know you do a lot of charitable work in the Hamptons, every single time I look at your Insta story, it just looks like you're partying and not like you're actually cooking or doing anything good.
Well, if you're going to work, you might as well have fun, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Charity's great, too, but getting paid, also a lot of fun.
It makes
look
it
at me!
it makes it easier to do charity if you're getting paid.
That's true.
I think a lot of people, myself included, fall into the rut. We make the same foods all the time, and it gets boring. And it's hard to make innovative food with short time periods because you're always so busy.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody is so busy. But real food doesn't have to be hard or doesn't have to be difficult. You can make one thing and make it last for the rest of the week and do different things with it.
Just like anything else in life, if you do one thing, you know, again, doesn't have to be complex. You just have to do it really, really
just
well.
Just do it really well. Absolutely.
It could be simple. Right. As long as it's good, done well, it could be a signature item.
So we call this Jan-uary. Every day this month, we're going to have a different expert come on to do some simple things that can make your 2020 better. Feeding your family a little healthier, a little faster is definitely one of those things.
Absolutely. And one of the first recipes I sent over to you guys was this awesome lemon chicken with sweet potato and broccolini. Now, so let's say you're going to make a sweet potatoes at the house, right?
Yep.
You're going to make for the kids. You're going to make it for yourself. I love sweet potatoes. Just for my wife and I would make two. But because I'm going to use them the rest of the week, I'm probably going to make, you know, seven of them. Right, so then we have them because they'll hold the rest of the week. So with this particular dish, all you really have to make is one thing.
Food Network, Chef Plum with Anna and Raven.
Mm. So if you go to the store, you find those really thin chicken breasts. You see the thin ones that are sliced?
Yeah.
Okay, so you take these thin chicken breasts and you can cook them in a pan in literally a minute and a half, 2 minutes. They cook super, super fast. And the key with it is you want to put a top on it. The top helps it steam. What happens is you basically create a whole, its own like little weather system in there where the moisture starts to evaporate, hits the top of the lid, and then comes back down on top of the protein. That way it gets all the moisture in there, the juice in there, and it cooks very fast.
How do you take the pan off without the oil splatting out and smacking you in the face and giving you burns? Because it's happened to me more than once.
They take the pan off so it doesn't...
No, when you take the top off, the handle off, for some reason the oil always splashes, like it comes out like,
Well, don't throw your face right in.
I mean,
keep the face at a distance.
It's aggressive the way that the oil comes out of the pan.
How much oil do you have in the pan?
A lot.
I guess too much.
Probably.
How much are you supposed to put?
I mean, it depends on what you're cooking. For this particular recipe I have here, I think I put less than a teaspoon of oil in the pan. Take a half a lemon, and you're going to put it in the pan to cook with it. Now, what that does is it chars the lemon, which then adds that kind of sweet and sour to the dish when you finish it.
Okay, so we put the chicken in there, we put the lemon in there, we put a little bit of oil in there,
right.
Then what?
And then you let it go for about a minute and a half. Let it cook. You're going to flip it once. Now, I put a simple marinade on the recipe I sent you. It's really simple to do. And you can do it even easier. Just put it all on a paper plate, mix it up, and put the chicken in it. It's so great. And one of the great things we all forget about is tomato paste. Tomato paste adds so much flavor to stuff. I think you're going to see a resurgence of tomato paste in 2020.
Oh, really?
Tomato paste coming back.
Tomato paste is making a comeback in 2020.
Right. Coming back. Heard it here first
with Anna and Raven.
It's tired of being held down. It's coming back. I'm telling you. Listen, honestly. You see my shirt? It says free tomato paste.
Coming up next with Food Network Chef Plum, a dish that you've probably made a million times, but not like this. Super easy and definitely one of the number one things that's going to be trending in 2020. It's Anna and Raven joining us, 12-time Food Network champion Chef Plum. A few minutes ago, we talked about a lemon chicken you can make really quickly, but you've got a new twist on a family staple, huh?
So another great recipe I sent you guys for the website, too, is these awesome Mediterranean-style meatballs, right? We always think of meatballs as like tomato sauce and herbs and that sort of stuff. Those are delicious, right? But doing it Mediterranean style is even better. So they've got a little feta cheese in there, a little mint, a little parsley, a little lemon. They are absolutely delicious, and I serve them with a tzatziki sauce.
A what?
Can you say it? Can you say that for me, Raven? Tzatziki.
Tzatziki?
There you go. Can you spell it?
It sounds like a quarterback.
It's a delicious Greek delicacy.
Oh, okay.
That's right. It's tzatziki. Fantastic. However, I did make some for you guys, and I brought them so you could taste them here. So let me get them plated up here on the official Anna and Raven plates.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys got your own cutlery, too.
I know, it's nice, right?
It's crazy.
Big deal now.
Seriously, blowing up in the world. These are delicious. And so what we do is a little Parmesan cheese, a little feta cheese, lemon, and then the key thing with these is that you actually cook them in the pan. You don't put the sauce on there with them when you're cooking them. And like I said, I make a little tzatziki sauce, which is super easy. I didn't send you a recipe for that, but I can definitely get it to you if you'd like.
I've actually made tzatziki sauce. You'll be shocked by that.
It's not hard.
It's not, but you have to like strain it, right? You have to strain it.
You know what I learned is that you take the when you use a box grater on your cucumber to grate your cucumber.
Oh, I'm afraid of graters. That's it. I'm out of that one already.
One time I grated my finger, it really hurt.
Yeah, feel free to tell the rest of you.
How hard were you grating it?
I don't know. I get aggressive. I'm very aggressive. Right?
I wouldn't even be in the kitchen if the grater was out. If it's on the counter, I'm not going near it.
And if I have a manicure, forget it. There's going to be chips of nail polish inside.
Oh, here we go. Better than flesh.
Food Network, Chef Plum. All right, so you brought us these meatballs
to try. Oh, nice.
I love meatballs.
These balls are delicious because, like I said, there's lots of different flavors in there, lots of lemon, so they taste really like fresh and delicious. I didn't use ground lamb. In the recipe, I generally like to use ground lamb, but my wife likes ground beef. She won't eat lamb because growing up, she's like, I love lambs, and I can't imagine
eating them. Right, they have nice faces. They seem very friendly.
Good personalities.
Yeah, I mean, they all look great. Oh, we won't get into that. Anyway, the idea here is you can use ground beef, you can use ground lamb, you can use ground pork too, I guess, but the fat content's going to be
delicious.
Delicious, right? I mean, literally, you take something like this, you can make a whole whole meal out of this. And you make a bunch of them, you got several meals throughout the week.
They're really good.
It's tasty, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is yummy.
No binders in this. So there's no bread. These are gluten-free. A lot of people put little breadcrumbs in there or a little cracker meal or something like that inside their meatballs. We did one egg yolk and then just the meat. And you don't overwork it. That's the key. If you overwork the meat, it's never good.
I feel like...
You gave me one. Give me another one.
Right, they're really good.
While she's talking.
But I've noticed that meatballs, I mean, there's stores that are just selling meatballs, fast food places.
Trucks.
And, you know, I'm an Italian girl. Like, we have meatballs with our pasta.
Sure.
But I've realized that if you just get rid of the pasta and you just eat the meatballs, it's actually somewhat healthy.
Healthier.
Yeah, right. It's healthier for sure. I mean, pasta's going to always be there, but you're seeing a lot of different options for pasta these days. You know, when you go from things like, you know, seaweed pastas, jellyfish pastas, you can even look at rice pastas, things that people would rather have that than have a regular pasta.
For the record, I never wanted jellyfish pasta ever in my life. Ever.
Not once.
Never.
Not
stay tuned, guys.
Once,
next
hippie.
Week on Anna and Raven, I'm back with jellyfish pasta.
Stay away from me, hippie.
It's true. They do make pasta out of jellyfish.
All right. If you want these recipes for the chicken and these meatballs that are delicious, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or head to annaandraven.com. We got all the information there.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, another couple joins us, tells us what their problem is, and you're the judge. Cheryl and Jim. Cheryl, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we have a beautiful home on the top of a very big hill. And every winter, we allow the neighborhood kids to come and sled down the hill. Last year, we had a problem with one of the dads because his child had a rough incident where he had crashed into a tree at mm-hmm. the bottom of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jim is really adamant about not doing this ever again. But we've been doing it for decades.
Yeah. Jim, what's your side of this? Because, I mean, I could already guess. I mean, obviously, everybody likes to look out the window and see the kids playing out there in the snow. That's wonderful. But you don't want some stranger to show up on your property and that cost you your retirement or, you know,
no kidding.
Your home.
We have a beautiful home. And, honey, you've made it beautiful. But you're right. I don't want to have some kids sliding down the hill and then suddenly get sued. I just want to put up a sign that, you know, there's just no sledding this winter.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up one day and suddenly be in court because I'm being a nice guy and I'm letting all the kids sled down as we've done for 20 years.
I mean,
I don't want to mention any names. I mean, our neighbor is just not a great guy. I won't say his name, Trevor. But that's besides the point.
You'd like to think that common sense with rain, right? I mean, Cheryl, you like to think that your neighbor would never do that. But if somebody gets seriously injured, you know, there's always the possibility somebody gets injured to the point where they've got a permanent disability, right? And I'm not even talking about living in a bed and needing all the time care, which is also a possibility when you go out and do a physical activity. But let's just say a kid breaks his leg or a kid breaks his arm and he's got rehab for, you know, on that for 6 months or something like that. And he was a baseball player or a football player.
Right.
You know, or his parents can't afford the medical bills. I mean, you're not concerned about that, Cheryl?
It's concerning, of course. But I think, you know, stopping this. All the kids come with their parents. Their parents are around. And this one curmudgeon individual, I just don't want it to ruin the experience for the other kids. I don't think he's going to cause a problem, but I just don't want to let this guy ruin it for all the other kids.
20 years they've been doing this without a problem. One guy makes a big deal last year with one thing, and now you're going to end it?
Look at the court systems over the last 30 years in this country. It's a real thing.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. If you agree with Cheryl, then this is your neighborhood tradition, and your house is a big part of it, and you got to keep doing what you're doing. They may see Jim's side, too. Last year was kind of a wake-up call. There could be legal trouble if, God forbid, something like that happened again, and it's time for you to put up that sign that says, no more kids in your yard. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Great.
Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
They always have the house where the kids in the neighborhood go sledding down. They have a big hill in front of their home.
Oh, yeah.
But last year, they had the kind of an incident with a dad that threatened to sue because their child got hurt, and now Jim says no more. No kids, if it ever does snow out there, no kids on our property. And Cheryl's like, we can't just stop doing our tradition where the kids love coming here because one guy.
Yeah, you definitely can, because it might not be your tradition anymore after that if you lose your home. I mean, it's a real thing.
Is Jim overreacting by banning all the kids, or is he right? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. First, let me welcome you to Long Island. I have been listening to you for years. I'm on the East End, and I get your station. It comes in.
Oh, thank you.
It's great. I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm on his side. If any child gets hurt, and I have a similar situation because we have a big property, all you need is a sprained ankle, and it may not necessarily be the parent that creates a problem. It could be the insurance company that creates the problem, because you as the homeowner are responsible. You allowed it to happen, and it's not a good idea, and I am definitely on his side with this.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. For years, Cheryl and Jim's home has been where all the kids convene when there's a snowstorm because they have a massive hill in front of their house to go sledding.
Mm.
Problem is, last year, a dad threatened a lawsuit, and now Jim says no more. No more kids on our property, if it ever snows, of course. It's Anna and Raven's Couples Court. His wife, Cheryl, says, no, we can't let one bad apple spoil it for everybody.
I'm outside. I'm enjoying the holidays. I'm watching people sled on my hill. Angry dad knocks on the door. And the first thought is, I'm not losing my Florida bungalow over some kid I don't even know.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I have to be on the husband's side, even though it's so hard, especially somebody growing up on the other part of the world, because I have two girls and we have play days and parents are ridiculous. We brought the society to be obligations and ifs and people that try to be kind and have play dates and enjoy, let kids enjoy. So he ruined that neighbor, ruined for everybody, and there are many people like that.
I just see you and your children sledding on your hill and then waving to the kids across the street as well. They just sit there, a single tear rolling down their cheek.
This hill's awesome!
Right?
Look at me!
Best hill ever, except then when you crash into a tree on the toboggan, the rest of the neighborhood claps and cheers.
Sad.
Yep. Sad. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side because the world we live in, they're going to sue. We had the same problem. I came home one day and there was kids driving their bikes down the driveway. We had to put no trespassing signs up.
Right. You got to protect your land. The truth of the matter, it stinks, but it is what it is.
That's why I have booby traps on my property. Thank you for the call.
Right. Snake pits.
Right.
Sams.
Right. They call it a deadfall. And they use it to hunt bears and stuff like that. Works great for kids on BMXs, too.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. That is a lawsuit waiting to be happened.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that's the world we live in nowadays, right? Somebody sees something bad happen, what are you going to get? You know, the truth is, it's not all just the parents' fault, too, because what happens is, if your kid gets hurt, or if you've ever been injured, you know, when you go to the doctor, what do they want? They want to know how that injury occurred. Did it happen at work? Was it a motor vehicle accident? Nobody wants to pay for anything anywhere anymore.
It doesn't make any less sad, though.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jim, our audience agreed with you. It's too much legal problems. I'm sorry, Cheryl. It breaks my heart because I know that the kids probably love that, and that's where they all convene. And, you know, snowstorms are fun, and, like, having a tradition in your neighborhood is awesome. But, you know, losing your house and your retirement isn't great.
Makes a lot of sense when there's a different perspective. Absolutely.
If somebody was to get seriously injured, it could change your lifestyle for a very long time. Not to mention the guilt that you would feel over something that you really had nothing to do with. If you know these people in the neighborhood well, you know, you can always ask their parents to sign a waiver.
It sounds
crazy, but keep you a bit more secure.
It's the times we're in.
Yep.
That's pretty good. I like the waiver idea, honey.
Yeah, I like the waiver idea. Imagine you, like, roll up
to
go sledding.
You have to stand out there in the snow.
Do you have your license with you?
Right. All right, bring your ID. Let me see. Where's your dad? If your dad's not out here, forget it. Your dad's so mad.
Wow.
If you have an issue, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know. You bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Michael, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Michael, Raven is walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you $100 to Duncan. You ready?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Number one, Donnie Wahlberg made news when he left a $2,020 tip at IHOP. What boy band was he in?
Donnie Wahlberg was Backstreet Boys.
Number two, the Golden Globes went vegan last night for their 2020 ceremony.
No, new kids on the block. New kids on the block.
This British comedian hosted for the fifth straight year. What? Who was the host?
Ricky Gervais.
Number three, Justin Bieber released new music in a video for his song called Yummy. What country is Bieber from?
Canada.
Number four, Rod Stewart was arrested for shoving a security guard for not letting him into a New Year's Eve party. What famous Rod Stewart song starts with the lyrics, "Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you"?
I don't know.
And number five, how old is Baby Yoda?
50.
All right. Oh, you're giving me a hard time, Michael. I don't know if I should give you number one or not. It was already started question number two. It's setting a bad precedent.
Yo, what's all this controversy going on in here?
I'm going to give it to you because I'm feeling very generous.
All right.
But not next time. All right, Michael? All right.
What's going on here?
I'm
going
to give Michael 4 out of 5.
That sounds like nonsense.
All right. So let's see if you can beat him.
Okay, cheater.
Number one.
No problem, cheaters.
Donnie Wahlberg made news when he left a $2,020 tip at IHOP. What boy band was he in?
And KOTB, of course.
That is correct. Number two, the Golden Globes went vegan for their 2020 ceremony last night. British comedian hosted for the fifth straight year. Who was the host?
Ricky Gervais, and he says it's the last time.
That's what he said, yes. That is correct. And if you watch the Golden Globes, did they make the font on the teleprompter a 3? Because everybody seemed to really be struggling.
I didn't watch it.
It was the strangest thing.
Yeah, you know what I was watching? On Demand, okay. Deputy, new on Fox. Stephen Dorff, bring it.
Tom Hanks and Ellen DeGeneres accepting their awards.
Whatever. Every time.
They're so great.
Every time.
Number three, Justin Bieber released new music in a video for his song called Yummy. What country is Bieber from?
Canada.
That is correct. Number four, Rod Stewart was arrested for shoving a security guard for not letting him into a New Year's Eve party. What famous Rod Stewart song starts with the lyrics, "Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you"?
Miss Maggie May, come on.
Maggie May is correct. You guys are tied at 4. You need this last one to beat Michael. How old is Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda's 50.
50 is correct.
Woo!
Which is very awkward and strange, but it is what it is.
I mean, those babies just come out at 50. They hatch 50.
I'm sorry, Michael. Raven beat you today 5-4.
That's all right. Next time, maybe. This is Michael from Danbury, and I can't beat Raven.
I appreciate it. Thank you for trying.
Better luck next time. I'm not going to lose till after the Super Bowl, though.